Today in Boston, not far from there, we interviewed Jeff Bauman. It was the first television interview for the man who appeared in a gripping and graphic photo which showed his rescue just after the bombing, which claimed both of his legs and still has left him hard of hearing. He's 27. He worked at Costco. He's now devoting his efforts to recovering with a lot of help. He's the one who saw one of the suspected bombers, the Tsarnaev brother who was since killed. Jeff Bauman told us today certain things bring back that day.
I remember everything. You know, I remember a little bit more sometimes.
Yeah. Does anything trigger it? I mean, if I were you, I've been thinking about this. I probably wouldn't want to see media, pictures, videotape.
Yeah. I can't Google my name. I mean, I love the articles, but I scroll down and I see the images, and it gives me like an instant flashback.
Yeah.
This pool of blood that I was laying in.
You saw the guy, and all of us have used the expression in our lives. In your case, it's more serious than others. He didn't look right.
No. I mean, you could tell people that were there for the marathon, because everyone was watching the marathon and everyone was having fun, like, you know, talking.
Beautiful day.
Beautiful day. We're yelling, screaming, clapping. Everyone's clapping and cheering. You know, it's like a fun atmosphere. It was great. And he was just like that. He was holding his backpack, like, not talking to anybody. He wasn't with anybody. He was standing right next to me. So I was like, who's he with? Like, what's he doing? Like, he's kind of weird. He's out of place.
And so much security around there, right where you were.
Yeah.
And we now know a ton of cameras. And you were so crucial in the investigation as soon as you came to.
Yeah. Even in the ambulance ride, I was trying to say something. Trying to say, like, I knew who did it. I knew what went on. And I think they were kind of thrown back by that. They were like, what? You knew what went on? You knew what happened? And I was like, yeah, I saw the guy. I think that's what I said. I was like, I saw the guy. I just wanted to get a face out there and just to help. I just wanted to help.
You know, if there's something to feel good about the fact that you sped this investigation along, man. You were the break.
I think about that. I do. And I'm just glad they couldn't hurt anyone. I know they shot that officer. They snuck up on him, and that's horrible. I'm just glad they didn't go down, and I know they have plans for New York. That's what I heard, and they would have injured a lot more people.
How do you keep mentally strong? How do you keep from replaying decisions you made, crazy little tiny things you made that day that ended up affecting everything?
I mean, that does happen. I do it. Being active and being out and doing stuff takes my mind off of everything. And you can't think of, like, what happened, what would have happened if I ate something different for breakfast that took a little bit longer, or I did something else. You can't really replay it because it's in the past. You got to move forward.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I really want to do something great. I want to be out there. I want to help people. I want to just help people. That's what I want to do.
We also witnessed the reunion of Jeff Bauman and Carlos Arredondo, the man in the cowboy hat who is credited for saving his life. They talk every day. They say they'll be friends for the rest of their lives. We'll have more of their story tomorrow morning on Today, in addition to our website.